Welcome to From the Newsroom. Reporters and editors from the Worcester Telegram and Gazette step from behind the keyboard and in front of the mic to offer insights on stories they're working on. From the Newsroom, from the Worcester Telegram and Gazette.
I'm Mike Elflin, web editor of Telegram.com. We're joined today by George Barnes, a reporter who wrote about a high school reunion at St. Bernard's Central Catholic High School in Fitchburg. It wasn't a typical reunion. This was one for 75 years, from the class of 1943. We've heard of 25 and 50-year reunions. This one dates to World War II. George, tell us about the event.
Hi, Mike. You know, you never know what you're going to find when you go to cover a story like that. St. Bernard's principal, Bob Blanchard, told me the reunion was the highlight of his year, and I would say it was one of my highlights as a reporter. Six members of the class of 43 were at the reunion. There's only 11 left of 159 from the class. All six I met were 90 years old, but good-humored, in good health, and a lot of fun. Paul Tulliano organized the event. When I asked him how old he was, he asked me back what I thought. I had to admit he looked a lot younger than 93. He was drafted into the Army 2 weeks after he graduated and served in the Army Air Corps in World War II. He was also on active duty during the Korean War and served in Vietnam. He went skydiving when he was 90. Quite a guy. Eleanor Cunningham Haverty worked for Independent Law Company after the war. She later worked for many years in the Juvenile Probation Office. Her granddaughter goes to school at St. Bernard's and stopped down to visit her. Teresa Saracen-Govin now lives in Florida, but she moved there after a career with her husband running Henry's School of Hair Design and many beauty salons. Alice Fielding McGregor was quite a card during the reunion, making one joke after another. She had her classmates in stitches. She worked for the telephone company in the post office for many years after she graduated. Sister Teresa Rose Carcidi went into the service of the church, but after school she went to college and earned a master's degree. She taught many years before taking her vows, and she's still active in the church. And Margaret Stanley Pancari was a legal secretary for many years in Fitchburg and at Fort Devens. If St. Bernard's or any school is looking for role models for their students, they should look no further than the class of 43.
Very interesting. Thank you, George. And I see they talked about an 80th reunion, 85th reunion. Great insight. Thanks for your time, George.
You're welcome, Mike.